Good afternoon. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We always say that we are blessed and honored to be with you, and we mean that today. It is such a joy to be available through this broadcast to bring to you a message of hope in a world that is filled with so much tragedy, tumult, trouble. Everywhere you turn, every news outlet, there is so much terrible, terrifying, outrageous news. That's the very word that is used in the Scripture concerning the last days. The Bible said in the last days, perilous times. And one of the close associated words with the actual Greek word for perilous is just outrageous. Things that are occurring today that take us back, and just when you think it couldn't get any worse, it does. Just when you think you've heard it all, that nothing could supersede what you've just heard in terms of how outrageous people are acting and the things that are occurring, the wickedness, the evil, the murder, the hate, the children that are being harmed. It just takes you back. And here in the midst of all of this trouble, there is a message of hope for us from the Word of God. And part of that message is that you and I can be saved today. Praise God. Our sins can be forgiven. We can be sealed with the Holy Spirit, and we can be ready for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the other message of hope is that He is coming soon. And when He does, there's going to be a sudden stop to all of these things that are so horrendous and so hurtful to everyone on this planet. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to the coming of my Sovereign, my King, my Savior, and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I pray you're looking. But listen, before He comes, there's help for you and help for me that live in these last days, these perilous times, that is not just touching the world, but touching your world and my world in our sphere of influence, in the places and people that we know. There is always an indication of the last day condition all around us. But God still sits upon the throne, and He's not sitting aloof in His heaven, unmoved by all that we're experiencing here. He cares deeply about you and deeply about me. And that's why this message to me is so vital to surviving these times, and not just surviving them, but living in the victory that is provided through Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to be talking in just a few minutes from the message of praying no-so prayers. Amen. And just before we do, we'd like to invite you to come to our website. If you would like to, type in The Holy Church of God. The Holy Church of God. We're an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God International and have been in good standing since 1974. I am the senior pastor and have been the senior pastor for 40 years this coming January. I was married 50 years this past May, just a little while ago. God has preserved our ministry, our marriage, and He's taking good care of us even in these perilous times. I want to be an encouragement to you to trust the Lord. I could enumerate our troubles. I could tell you about all the pressures and problems that go that come to a marriage and to a man and woman that is standing and lifting up the name of Jesus. The enemy sure doesn't like that, but he can just lump it, because that's the way it is. It is what it is, and hell's going to have to deal with it, because we're not backing off, and we're not backing down. Amen. I believe we're going to see the greatest victories in people's lives that we have ever seen in these days, when God is going to move in a peculiar, particular way, amen, to deliver His people, that His name may be distinguished as the true and the living God, and we may be distinguished as His very children. Praise God. Well, you can see why I'm so excited today about the message that we're about to bring you. So, with no further ado, if you would turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, on the subject of praying no-so prayers. Before we read this scripture, can we pray no-so prayers? It's going to be answered right here in this scripture and many, many others. Amen. Is it possible to know when we pray that God is going to answer that prayer, thereby believing while we are praying? You know, Jesus taught that whatever we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. It doesn't mean you can have anything you want. It does mean that you can have everything that God wills. I want to say that again. It doesn't mean that you can have anything you want if you just believe hard enough. But it does mean that you can have everything that God wills. So the first step in praying a no-so prayer is discovering and surrendering to the will of God. But brother and sister, when you do, if you do and when you do, then faith expands and explodes in that kind of understanding and appropriating what we know to be the will of God and mixing our faith with it. See, if God wills something and we pray accordingly, then God would have to work against His own will not to answer that prayer. And a no-so prayer can come forth. And when those kind of prayers start coming forth, we're going to see an explosion of God's deliverance and power in the lives of His people. And it's going to be a witness to those around us that the God that we're talking about, amen, is the true and the living God. And there are a people upon this earth that are called His people. Praise God. So we want it for His glory and for our good. Amen. It's a win-win for God. It's a win-win for us when our prayers are answered. Before we even read this scripture, I want to say something else. I love the way God speaks. I love the way God speaks. I love the way Christ spoke. We have it in the Word of God. What Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer believing, you shall receive if two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything they ask. It shall be granted them of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth. Everyone that seeks finds. Everyone that knocks it shall be opened. You say, Pastor, I prayed many prayers that wasn't answered. Oh, wait a minute. Let's back up. You have to know the will of God to pray a no-so prayer. And you will never know the will of God just rushing into His presence to present a petition along with your faith. We have to begin to seek the very Lordship of Jesus in our life. Amen. There are things in the Word of God that God is very clear on. I said I love the way that Jesus speaks. You know, sometimes when we ministers go to interpret what He meant, we're almost apologizing for what He said. Because if He doesn't come through, if He doesn't stand behind it, if it doesn't work, we're afraid we'll end up with egg on our face for preaching it, or we feel we must defend Him. I like what Spurgeon said. He said, I would sooner defend a lion. Amen. See, a lion doesn't need me to defend Him. And Spurgeon said, God knows how to defend Himself. We declare the gospel. We're not here to debate it. We're here to declare it. Listen to me very carefully today. When God speaks, faith comes by hearing His word, because He doesn't mince words. Praise God. Amen. When the Bible was written, it said holy men wrote as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So Listen carefully today. There is nothing that lies beyond the reach of prayer, but that lies beyond the will of God. That's why when Jesus taught us how to pray, when they said, Lord, teach us to pray, part of that was, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. First, I want your kingdom to reign and rule in my heart, in my life. In essence, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. But oh, when we surrender to Him as the absolute master of our souls, then we begin to pray for His will to be done. We will discover His will. When we discover it, we pray in His will. Praise God. And when we pray in His will, a no-so prayer can be prayed. When that kind of prayer can be prayed, there will be powerful answers to prayer. Praise God. Amen. And here it is in 1 John. Listen carefully, because surrendering to His will, to discover His will cause us to be able to pray in absolute confidence that God is going to answer that particular, peculiar prayer. Listen to 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. He hears us. You know, when I pray for the lost to be saved, I know that He's listening. I know that that's a prayer that God has not only desired that we pray, He designed that we pray and intercede for the lost. When I pray for a lost loved one, I know He's listening. There's no if, and, but, or maybe about that. For it's not His will that any perish, but that all might have eternal life. You see, if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And a lot of His will is revealed in His Word. I said a lot of His will is revealed in His Word. If we let it stand as it is written, if we don't start making apologies or explaining it away, it's right there in the Word of God. Amen. So I like to pray not just the Word, but according to what is brought forth in the Word of God. For if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, we know that we have the petition that we've desired of Him. Oh, listen to that again. I said, if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So based on this scripture, to know that He hears is to know that we have. If we pray according to His will with faith in our heart, we know He hears us. We know before the answer comes. We know, though the circumstances may go the opposite way. We know, though Satan may mock us. We know, though the answer may be delayed. We wait in faith, believing, because we know that the answer is coming. And not only do we know, we rejoice now for the answer, because to know He hears is to know that we have the petition that we've desired of Him. Amen. I want you to turn with me, thinking about all of this, to 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go and show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." They've been 3 years without rain. Amen. And now God says, go tell Ahab personally that it's going to rain. Praise God. Amen. The first step in no-so faith, to discover the will of God. To discover the will of God. Elijah now has full assurance that God will hear him. He has His word. Praise God. He has His word. As I said before, much of His will is revealed through His Word. Amen. The second step in know so faith is to confess what God has promised. Before Elijah prayed, he told Ahab, rain is coming. In 1 Kings 18, in verse 41, it said, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of an abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Remember, he confessed God's word before he even prayed. His unwavering faith was based on God's unfailing word. I want you to get that. His unwavering faith was based on God's unfailing word. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to say that again. I think it's going to get from the head to the heart in a few seconds here. His unwavering faith was based on God's unfailing word. Praise God. The third step in know so faith is to pray persistently. Verse 42 says of 1 Kings 18, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He's bowed, he's praying. Verse 43 says, and said unto his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up, and he looked, and he said, there is nothing. You see, a no-so prayer isn't based on what you see, but on what God has said, either in His Word or by His Spirit to your heart. He looked and said, there is nothing. And He said, go again 7 times. He went 7 times. First time, nothing. Second time, nothing. Third time, nothing. Fourth time, nothing. Fifth time, nothing. See, a no-so prayer doesn't stop because we don't see an immediate result. If you're praying because you know you have the answer, you keep praying not to get God to listen, but because you know He is listening. Praise God. Amen. The sixth time, nothing. The seventh time, a little something. Verse 44 said, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. A little cloud like a man's hand. Literally in the Hebrew, it meant the palm of the hand. It was also a word used for the hollow of a pan or a vessel. It was a little cloud like a cupped palm. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. See, no so faith doesn't need to see the whole picture. All we need is that little bitty something that anyone else praying for the same thing but not praying in no so faith, they would absolutely discount and discredit. When they said there's a little bitty cloud, it'd been 3 years with no rain, they said there can't be enough rain started from that little bitty, almost like a man's cupped palm. There's nothing of any real significance. The servant was not excited when he said there's a little cloud. It's just a little something. Ah, but when you're praying in the will of God, that little something is significant because you know it is the beginning of the answer. Praise God. And that's why he began to talk different when that little something occurred. He said before anything else happened, before he saw any more evidence that God was going to send the rain in the immediate sense, right here and right now, he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. It came to pass that in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and with wind. Hallelujah. Praise God. The heavens were black with clouds and with wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded upon his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Praise God. Amen. What an exciting thing it was after those 3 years of corrective judgment in the land and the famine that it resulted from it and the drought that had come, that now God's mercy was turning toward Israel and the rain was beginning to come forth. I don't know about you, friend, but I believe we've been in a dearth here in America. Oh, I'm not talking about the fact that churches haven't become mega in their size, but I'm talking about the significance of the true outpouring of the Spirit of God upon His people, that it would begin to affect the whole nation. Praise God. I'm talking about a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know, in the book of Joel, speaking of the Holy Spirit's work in conjunction with revival and restoration, the Bible said that I will restore unto you the years that the caterpillar, the cankerworm, the grasshopper, the locust have eaten, and I will do it in a season. And the way He would do it is by sending the former and the latter rain in one season, so that they could have bumper crops to make up for the years that they were in such a famished situation. And I believe that we're in a setting in prophetic historic time, spiritually historic days that we are living in, that if we begin to pray in the will of God, here's what the Bible said to ancient Israel, and the God that spoke to them has not changed. So I believe we can reach out and take hold of this for us in the old covenant. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, I will hear from heaven. See, if we know that He hears us. Hallelujah. There it is. If we know that He hears us, we know that we have the petition that we have desired of Him. He said, I will hear, number one. See, this is the supreme issue of prayer. Is it in the will of God? Are we in the will of God? Are we subject to the will of God? He said, if you are, I hear. And if I hear, you can be assured I'm going to answer accordingly. Praise God. I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Glory be to God. That's why I'm excited about this message. That's why God has given me a passion, amen, to preach and teach the message of prayer and to pray personally like I have never prayed in all of my life as a Christian, as a pastor, as an evangelist. I have never been called to prayer like I am called to prayer in these days, in this time, in my life and ministry. So many ministers get so experienced, they don't pray like they used to pray. It's a trap that we can all fall into. And I admit, I have fallen into that trap. I can preach because I have preached for all of these years. I'm appointed. I'm anointed to preach. One man at our church, my associate minister, he said, Pastor Venable will preach at the drop of the hat and he'll drop the hat. Well, if you're around me very much, you know that I am apt to teach. I am ready to preach instant, in season, out of season. But only God can touch the heart. Only God can save the soul. Only God can deliver the bound. Only God can open the eyes of the spiritually blind. I can't do it without God moving by His Spirit. Praise God. And I am absolutely dependent on God doing that by the Holy Spirit. Even today, while we're bringing this broadcast, that God will stir your heart. If you're a Christian, you are qualified, amen, to pray today. and God. Amen. One man put it best when he said prayer is the capital stock of heaven by which God carries out His will and purposes upon the earth. Hallelujah. And one man put it again so succinctly and powerfully when he said, amen, that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on their knees. I'm afraid we've settled back on our lees instead of getting down on our knees, and God is calling us to call upon Him. Spirit is calling us to call upon Him. He said in the old covenant, and call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, you're going to see things that you have never seen before in answer to prayer. Praise God. Amen. And there is a prayer right now. We're getting to the close of this broadcast, but I want to encourage you today to call upon the name of the Lord for your family, for your lost friends, for your co-workers. Amen. I want to encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord for this nation and for the national leaders, and yes, for the president, regardless of who he is in that office or your political persuasion. I believe the president of the United States needs our prayers. Amen. That he will be acutely aware that we are a nation of destiny, and God has not removed his hand from the United States of America, and we have a role to play in this great last day in gathering of souls. The church in America is under the command of God to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. And we need a mighty revival in America. Hallelujah. Amen. And today, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, there's a prayer that you can know that God will hear, that God is anticipating, that He's waiting to hear you pray. The whole purpose of His Son coming is so God could answer this particular prayer. When you pray, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned against you. I am deeply sorry. I repent of my sin. And Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my personal Savior. If you pray that prayer today, there is absolutely no doubt what is going to occur. I'm authorized to tell you by the Spirit of God that God will hear. God will save you. God will seal you. God will write your name in a book called the Book of Life, the Lamb's Book of Life. At the moment you pray that prayer, the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, will become your heavenly Father. And you can begin to pray, my Father, our Father, which art in heaven. And He becomes your provider, your protector. Not only does He procure your soul for eternity and preserve it, but He becomes your protector and provider right here, right now, in your present circumstance. You can call upon the Lord and be assured that He will answer you. Ah, friend of mine, pray that prayer today. Invite Jesus into your heart, Jesus into your life. And today, Christian, if you haven't been praying in faith believing, if you haven't been surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus, come close to Him. Come close to Him. Bow before Him like Elijah bowed. He bowed with his head between his knees on the ground. But he prayed and then said, go. Go and look. The answer is coming. Oh, friend, we love you today. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.